Do you have any memories as a child about particular festivals or high holy days or anything?
I remember the Seder night distinctly. We always used to go to Dinas Powers for Seder. Different to today, because even today I take services now, and I conduct a Seder night service so the people who are in the service can understand what's going on. In those days, we didn't understand what was going on. It was just all read in Hebrew. Nobody understood anything, and we did what we did. That was the way that it was done. There was more time spent asking people to be quiet and stop talking than actually doing the service. As youngsters, and I was the youngest of three, we always used to have to ask the four questions. And that was a daunting task for anybody growing up, especially in front of all your aunts and uncles and cousins. And I wouldn't have not done it for the world. You know, I can think of the bad points, but I can think of the great points as well. And probably the great points are it brought the family together. And we were together as a family. And that was probably the most important, which gives me my feeling for family and community worth as it is today. And I think that is really, really, really important for the family to get together and stay together. And my father was exactly the same, probably even more than me, because if anybody said something wrong, it's okay because they were part of the family. And he wouldn't have anything bad said about any member of the family, whoever they were, whatever they had said, whatever they had done, he wouldn't have had it done. And if any member of the family got into problems, the rest of the family got together and helped them. And it happened.
So you would often meet, you said, at Dinas Powers?
Dinas Powers was where, like, the Kotowski family came together, and 228 Kincoid Road was where the Rapport family got together.